Greetings to you from Brother Clint and Brother Freedom and several that are gathered here, and we're glad that you've joined us. We hope you'll listen in. We never know exactly what's happened, as I've mentioned before, what will happen, but it will be good. We're trusting the Lord. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful love. Thank you for touching these listeners out there. Thank you for blessing them, Lord. Open their minds, their hearts, and their spirits to the revelation that you're going to be giving through Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this very special day. Father, I just pray that you'd help me this night. Father, I just pray for your spirit to be upon me, and I pray that if I have anything that should not be words out, I pray that you'll forgive me. Father, I just pray that you'd uphold me, because I believe tonight that before I even really get into praying very in any other areas, I really believe for the people of Oklahoma this night. Father, your word says you sought for a man to make up a hedge, to stand the gap, and you found none. Right now, in the wonderful name of Jesus, Brother Freedom's going to stand in the gap for Oklahoma this night. And Father, I pray for somehow you do a supernatural, because they're believing for 10 to 20 inches of rain. And Father, I feel for those people tonight. I stand in on their behalf. I pray that now I don't have nothing for myself, but I pray that for those people this night. And I pray from heaven this night that you might open the windows of heaven to come down and touch those clouds, take away the weight of the rain. Father, I pray that you'd bring a supernatural miracle. I pray for those dear people, they will know it's from heaven. And America will know it's from heaven. Brother Freedom doesn't want his name to be in it, but I do want you people to know that you are the one that does these things. And Father, I pray right now in the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray for your miracle power of God, by the Spirit of God, to be on the state of Oklahoma. And I pray that you'd touch those clouds. Let them go in a different direction. Let them not lose any water. I pray that they'll retain all they have if they have to, and let them go over and drop it out in the ocean. I pray, Lord God, move mightily as only you can. Father, I pray. I don't see why someone else hasn't done this, but I pray in the supernatural power of God to touch those people this night. Father, I know that there are brothers or sisters. And Father, I know that they're going through troublesome times. And Father, they've been plagued by these floods, this devastation of water, and for loss of life, loss of homes, loss of what they have. And I pray for a supernatural miracle from heaven this night to come down, to touch them in a mighty way. And we ask you in the wonderful name of Jesus.
This is Brother Clint. I just want to add at this point, a few days later, that truly the storm that was going to drop 20 inches, 10 to 20 inches of rain on Oklahoma went a different direction, and the state was saved from that particular storm. Oklahoma needs a lot of prayer, though, because they've had more emergency weather disaster declarations than almost any state in the United States. But Brother Freedom's prayer was answered. That particular storm didn't hit.
Amen. I pray, Father, for also for the people of this world. I pray that if you have a need this night, a physical need, a mental need, a spiritual need, a financial need, I pray that you'd ask this night of the Lord, and I pray that he would provide for you a miracle from heaven. I pray that you'd bind all hindering powers of darkness, of doubt, unbelief. And Father, I pray that you'd loose your power of faith, believing that they shall receive. To those that call upon you this night and believe, I believe for mighty miracles. I pray that you're going to touch them in a mighty way. And we ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I really was almost troubled this day to what to, somewhat where I was going to start tonight. But the Lord really laid in my heart the 91st Psalms. But I've done this many times, but I think it's going to be different this time, because it says, he that dwells in the secret place, the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. But stopping that far, I really believe there is truly a secret place of the Lord. And it's just as true as it's written in the 91st Psalms. It's paragraphed to the power of the Holy Spirit. And you can have that everlasting power. You can have that everlasting closeness. You can have that witness of the Spirit. You can know what you need to know. You can do what you have to do with the Spirit of God. There's sometimes that we need added help, all of us. And I believe that is that dimension of added strength, added power, added witness. And it gives us a behavior to live with. It gives us an overcoming power that we might be overcomers for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God says that he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And truly, I believe before we go too far in this 91st Psalms, we need to learn that God expects us all. I believe every child of God upon earth, little, big, small, whatever size, we're going to have to start being an overcomer. And that means God gives us a period of time to change. And that's a time that we can work on things. It's like I used to be work on a lot of caterpillars, and I used to build them up sometimes from the forward up, right from the ground up. But you did it piece by piece. And that's what you do with your life. But you make sure every piece is exactly where it's supposed to be, torqued down, and you don't have to go back and even think about it. It's finished, and then you start with another piece. And that's the way our life is. If we have to make a mistake, then we need to stop it and take it out and start over again. If we do that 3 or 4 times, we have to just keep, because there's no need starting up onto something else. If you've got a failure, it's going to happen. And that's life. We need to be overcomers because it helps us in a mighty way. And God gives us time to be that overcomer. He gives us that strength that we might have the importance of our life. The most important thing is to serve the Lord thy God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, to love him, to love him above everything in this world, to love the Lord thy God. I told a person the other day, I said, you know what God told me about you? You don't have to go learn all these things that Brother Freedom needed to know. Because in the Bible it says in the last days that God's going to call forth a people. He's going to send in the servants are going to go out and compel the lost of that last hour. And he's going to give them just as much as he did the ones that have served the Lord all their life. And I said, all you've got to do, the Lord told me, is just love him. You might say, is that not fair? Yes, it is fair. Because God made it fair. God makes up the difference that we can't do. You know, we in our own selves, we can never do anything quite where we should do it or would want to do it or... But he is that extra dimension that we all need. And nothing else, we have our attitude. You know, our attitude makes a difference. If we give somebody something with love, our attitude is right. But if we give someone something with strings attached to it, or I'm going to give you this, but you remember me and a year from now, when I come up for office or something, you'll vote for me. No, that's not the kind of thing. We're to have no strings attached. We're to give, freely give. God loveth a cheerful giver. And we really need to know in life that that's where we start out spiritually. As we give ourselves to the Lord, that we start growing toward the things that benefit us, the things that will help us. We need to get rid of the hindering things, the doubt, the fears, the things that trouble us, the things that bring us down to the path that we can't, to unbelief. The Bible says, well, there's not faith, we're to have faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Faith is something that things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So all of us are on an equal level. We all go through these things, each one of us. There's no big I's or little U's in God's kingdom. We're all equal. We all just maybe spend a little more time in the woodshed with God. There's some of us that might be a little more dedicated, but all it comes the same way for each one of us. We have the same approach to God because Jesus paid in full that we might come through his blood upon that cross. Him dying for us this day that we could live, and it was nothing by our merits. He saved us because He loved us. He saved us because He wanted to save us. He didn't save us because of our good looks or what we had done. We saved us because He paid in full that we might receive. There's no price that would pay or given for what He gave for us. So we need to realize this love, this approach to the Lord is a love relationship. It's a giving the relationship. We give not to be blessed, but we give to give. Because you can't outgive God. You know, my brother, I've got a brother that's, you know, told me, he says, you know, I found out that if I would earmark money to God, he's learned that God's going to bless him. He's learned that you can't outgive God. But if you start to get a little where you want to cheat a little bit, just hold it back, then the Lord just makes it a little tougher on you. And I found that out too. God is a supernatural realm. And we also, in the spiritual way, it's the same way. As we more we give to Him, the more we have to give back. The more that we think about Him, the more that He thinks through us. When we wait upon God, He gives us more time to wait upon Him. He overblesses all of our blessings that we might live abundantly in His presence. And we can have that overflowing power of God's Spirit upon us that we need to have in this last days, that we'll be, a power of God will be in us from the day, from the time we get up in the morning to the time that we go to bed. We'll have that reservoir. A reservoir is something, a storage place. And we need, in our Christian, we need a reservoir of God's supernatural power that we don't deplete through the day's heat, that we don't diminish what God has. We have a supernatural, we can just keep giving out because God poured in more and more and more and more, and we don't give up. Don't give up. What we don't have, God more touches us. We start to live as we read more of the Word of God. We receive more. As we pray without ceasing. The Bible says pray without ceasing. You say, is that really in the Word of God? Yes, it's in the Word of God. It says pray without ceasing. That means be an attitude of prayer continually. It's to think upon the things. There's another part, and it says think upon the things that are good, think upon the things that are just. We're to think on these things. Those are the kind of things we're to think upon. We're not to think about, oh, I'm not being able to meet my payment this month. I'm not going to, all these negative things we don't think about because we trust in those areas. We trust God for our needs. We trust Him that He's going to supply us. He's going to be with us. We don't have to fear that we're going to have a sickness upon us. We just leave it in God's hand. We say that I'm well in the Lord. I'm well in Him. And I believe this is the way we start approaching life itself from a very small age. We learn to literally trust in the living God. He that dwelleth secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say, He is my refuge. You know, I will say, the Lord is good. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might have sinned against thee. We can use God's word to bless us. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we ask or think according to the power that works within me. As we let those words flow through our being, they become power. They become expressions from heaven that God uses on us in a mighty way. He, as those words of expression go through us, that's when you pray for the sick and they recover. There's nothing magic about your praying, but it's what God does with the praying. It's what He does. Tonight I prayed through faith for Oklahoma. God's going to touch Oklahoma. I mean, we all want to stand up here, but Brother Freedom's going to stand up. God's going to move upon Oklahoma this night. And I believe it. The just must live by faith. You know, we don't go by what we see. What they say is going to be 20 inches of rain tonight, and it's going to be worse flooding than ever would. But God's going to withhold that. God's able, and I believe He will. I believe He will. I'm not sitting out on a limb, but God is His reputation anyway. God's God. God is real. He's ever faithful. And that's what we need to reincorporate this 91st Psalms, its entirety, that it'll be the role or the theme of our life. Under His wing shall I trust, and He shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Be a shield, a buckler. You know, the old days that they had shields that you held with your hands, and you had a sword in the other hand, and the shield, that shield was
to quench the fiery darts of the enemy that you faced. And you had the other one to fight yourself with, but you had a shield for protection. And God is our protection. He's our way maker. He's the one that helps us when we're sick, when we're afflicted, when we're discouraged. We're not really hitting on all, I was going to say 8 cylinders, but some of us maybe got only got 2 cylinders. And when I'm hitting them all 2 cylinders, he's helping me. He's there to make us complete in Him. No good thing will we withhold from them that walk upright before Him. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk perfect before the Lord. Thou shalt keep in perfect peace his mind to stay of thee, because we trust in thee. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. God's given us the power. We can pray without ceasing. And when you pray, you expect great things to happen. That's what it's all about. You need that expectancy, that faith in God that's going to take place. And you're going to be the one that can help God for this arrangement to take place. And it's something to look forward to. It's something to work for. It's something to seek God for. It's something to live for. It's something to encourage our brothers and sisters for. When I've seen so many prayers, requests, and the many things that God's heard and answered prayer, it just touches my life. And I can just, it was my later years, I just look back and think about all these wonderful things that God has done. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. I was thinking about my 2 dogs. How that God, one of them got run over a car and was presumed as dead. When I was carrying it back to the house, he came alive. But God touched him for me. And the other one hung her neck over a 6-foot fence and was hanging there when I got home. Rain pouring down. So I just dropped her down and started dragging her. And the Spirit of the Lord just says, "Why drag her? Pray for her." So I did. And she's here tonight. Not here, but she's in my home. But God is in the supernatural business. I've went into ICU time after time and seen God miraculously, people didn't die. Miraculously, they was healed. And some of them, they said there was no hope. But all these situations change as you call upon God. All these scenarios change as you call upon God. Well, see, that's what prayer is about. The Bible says we look for the things that are seen. We look for the things we're not seen. So when you see a real hard problem like Oklahoma, I mean, it's all over the people there are going to be in real trouble tonight. Well, I just stood about in a limb by myself, and I believe that God's going to somehow take care of me. We look not for the things you're seeing. We look for the things which are not seen. What do you see and not seeing is what your faith is telling you. You've got to say through the eyes of faith, I see this problem, but I reject that. I do not allow it to come in my spirit. I denounce it. I put God come down into my being, and all I see is a new life. Life. This person is going to be maybe thinking about being dead. God's going to supernatural change the ingredients. He's going to change it. It's like a computer, he's going to reprogram it with a different message. That's what he does. It was once condemned, now it's saved. It was one damaged, now it's been rebuilt. There's one that was very sick, now it's healed. Oh, glory. Once it had unbelief, now it has faith. Once it had hatred, now it has love. That's what God wishes for. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That says, I will say. What we say is very meaningful. God looks to what we believe for. That's why we're seeing miracles happen and then around here. Because I truly believe that God, there's nothing, no good thing will He withhold. And I know that I don't claim to be a spectacular person. But I'm just God's little kid. And I believe that He's going to meet the need. I'm not going to brag about myself, but I'm going to brag about Him. He is real. He's faithful. He will never let you go. His eye is on the sparrow. And His eye is on the sparrow so much more, His eye is upon you. You're worth more than the sparrow. He will keep you through times of destruction. He will keep you through times of temptation. He will keep you from harm's way. He will bless you. He will touch you in a mighty way. We need to really resolve this tonight that we're going to walk in His love, because I believe He's coming back soon. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. You know, God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, of a sound mind. God's given us the spirit of love to build us up, building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. There's something about when we pray in God's spirit that brings us alive. We become a new vessel. You know, God comes to us, and we're like the old bottles they used to put wine in. You know, what they call them, wine skins. Well, we're skins too. But He takes us, and we start rechanging our body by the Spirit of God, and it starts holding this valid blessing that God filled us with. The Son that saved us, the One that forgave us, the One that helped us enrich our lives, that we might walk in His benefits, in His calling, in His love. And that these old skins that were so hard, so brittle, that pretty soon He starts working on them. And this life starts changing. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Our lives change by the Spirit of God. We have His supernatural love that's so wonderful that we can receive a blessing. I was thinking about in Ephesians, right there it is. It said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of a ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. For the perfecting. That's really what it's all about, is our perfecting. We walk in His perfection. We walk in His strength. We might walk in His liberty. We might walk in His power. We might walk in His blessing. We might walk in His love forevermore. And in Hebrews, I just love this verse. I know it by memory, but I don't want to make a mistake on it. It's Hebrews 13th chapter, 21st verse. Make you perfect in every good work, working in you which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Christ Jesus, to be glory and praise and dominion forever and ever and ever. I'm going to read that again. Make you perfect in every good work, to do His every good work, to do His will, working in you which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory, praise, dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's really a mouthful. But it's what happens. It changes us from glory into glory. We start having that particle of a change. When we first come to Jesus, our life was so in despair. We were so had troubles. And God just enjoys helping us. He loves us so much. He loves us so much that He gave His only Son, Jesus. It was all He gave His own Son to this world, that we might all live with Him forever. What a special blessing. You know, I'm getting more and more lenient all the time because I see God is such a wonderful God. He will if we go just do a little bit, He will do the rest. And He makes it easy on us. He's not a hard taskmaster. He remembers in Psalms 103, it says, about the 11th verse, that He remembers basically that we're made of dust. He remembers He formed us out of dust. With that, we're able to make mistakes. And that's why Jesus came along, because Jesus, if we make a mistake over, He forgives us over and over and over. And He takes us from a place of mistakes into a place of living righteously, living holy, walking in His presence, walking in His fullness, being able to change climates, being able to stop the rain, being able to bring forth healing, being able to bring resurrection life, being able to bring the glory of God down in a very powerful way, having that satisfied that Jesus is real. You know, if you ever seen someone really saved in prison, I was in prison ministry for about 12 or 15 years, quite a while, and I seen fellows that were swearing, cursing, and they were giving me bad signs and things with their hands, and they were saying everything despicable, and 30, 40 minutes time, the Spirit of God come down in that jail right here in this town, and I believe it one night, there was 31 men, 28, 29 give themselves to Jesus, and there was tears coming out of their mouth, and I knew it was real. These were hardcore people. The Spirit of God just come down there. You know, and the Lord just said, I'll go with you if you go into jail. And He did. He went with me. And His Spirit was there here. His Spirit would move upon people. And they would, and the men would get up and say, you get this man in trouble, you're going to deal with me. Because what they meant, they liked what was happening. They liked because God was bringing a change to them. That God was bringing down a new purpose for their being born. You know, they had no way of, many of them didn't even know what God was about. Many of them didn't know it too. Just a few days before, that's the first message they had of God is when I went in to see them. But this started changing them. And I'm bringing this out to the way that all of us have to have that beneficial change from God. That we might receive that anointing from heaven. We might receive that grace that saves us, keep us in the power of God, that we might have the reflection of heaven, that God reflect His Spirit upon us, that where His Spirit is, there is liberty. As He reflects upon you and you speak it out, He acts on what you say because you're His child. That's what we need to get. The words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, because we speak forth and God brings forth action. We speak it as God spoke the worlds in existence. He expects us in the last day to speak things into existence. And Daniel says, we're going to do great and mighty exploits, and we're going to do that. There's going to be people that's going to do a short work, and they're not going to have to learn to do what Brother Freeman had learned. And they're going to God's going to let you, give you a blessing right now, and He's going to keep you in a mighty way. You don't have to worry about all these other things that many of us had to work through, because God's coming back soon, and He loves you so much, He wants you to have that package of His love. He's going to do a new thing. And that new thing is a package of love that comes upon you, and there's no way to never do it except it. Oh, He as well will seek a place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it says, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, to Him I trust, that ye henceforth no more be children, tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the heights of men, and the cunning craftiness, whereby they lie to wait to deceive, but speaking the truth. Speaking the truth in all love. In all love. That's what's going to start happening. In all love, that we may grow up in Him in all things which is the head, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, that which every joint comes together. God's going to do, I'm speaking this into existence, but God is going to do a supernatural work very fast. You're not going to have to do what our Brother Freedom had to do. God's going to let you bicep a lot of things. You're going to get just the greatest same reward Brother Freedom's going to get. Basically, we're going to be judged, but we are basically, everybody's coming in, they're going to get the same thing. That's what Jesus said. We're going to have that time that we're going to go to the highways and the byways, compel the lost, and they're going to come in and they're going to be saved. God's going to bring a refreshing to this land in this last hour, and it's going to be not lasting, because God, after that, is going to take us in back into heaven. What a wonderful blessing. What a wonderful journey that we're going to go in the sweet by and by towards heaven. We're going to go where there's no more sorrow. The Bible says in Revelation there's no more sorrow, no sadness, no sickness. It'll all be joy and people full of glory. We're going to have a place without troubles. Not going to be no need of policemen. Not going to need no need of hospitals. Not going to need no need of ambulances. We're not going to have fire departments, because God's going to have us in a place that's forever. And it's built that way. He did that because we have all of our land right now. In every town we have to have fire departments. We have police departments. We got a jailhouse. We got to have hospitals. We got to have all these things, because that's to take care of these things and elements that come into our life that give us trouble. With that, we live a righteous life, hopefully through this life, but we have many things that we have to combat. We have to come against principalities, powers of darkness. We have to come through the things that will bring us down, and we have to be lifted up the place of God, that we can be more than conquerors through Him which loves us. We're greater than He that's within me. He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's given us not the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. God bless each one of you this day. I pray that God will bless you mightily. And we pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. We pray that God will enrich you in a mighty way. And I pray for the doubters, for those that can't believe. I pray that they're going to receive mightily in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for your people. I pray for a mighty blessing. I pray that you encourage your people. I pray that you uplift your people. I pray that, Lord, you plant your love in their lives. I pray that you give them a mighty blessing upon them, that we might respond to thy blessings. Father, help us to start growing and respond to your love this day. And we thank you this day. We thank you for your pardon. We thank you for your uplifting hand. We thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, the last part of that 91st Psalm, I'd like to read that a little bit. It says that you're going to be with us. You're going to have a long life. You're going to satisfy us. You're going to be with us. And I thought, well, I've thought about that many times. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in troubles. What a wonderful thing when God's going to be with us in troubles. I will remember him and honor him. God's going to even honor us. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, glory. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he has known my name. If we know in God's name tonight, we're going to have you're going to have a bountiful blessing. One of these days, you're going to have riches and laying out of self-treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break in and steal. Everything that we on this earth, it decays. But you lay up your treasure in heaven, it never decays. It grows inner stuff too. When you get to heaven, you're going to have more than you even thought, because it's going to grow. God gives us dividends. He gives us a dollar. It just grows and grows and grows and grows. God's great. God bless you all today. I pray that God will give you that influence from heaven, that you will give you a happy, happy, happy as a man whose God is the Lord. Happy is your day, and God will bless you mightily. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Glory. Oh, wow. What a mess. I forgot what it is now. Boy.